Well, Hannah Bihari is 23. Bihari, I should say. She's 23. She's a leading English boxer with her sights on the 2012 Olympic Games. And she's with me now. Hannah, good morning to you. In our studio in Brighton, we've got Dr. Arik Sigmund, who's a psychologist and the author of the book, The Spoiled Generation. Hannah, if I can start with you. Tell us about the Hannah before you started boxing and the difference between that person and the person you are now.
Before I started boxing, I was kind of, you know, someone who didn't have a lot of discipline. I'd do anything I wanted to do. I was a bit of a haywire child, someone who had a lot of energy but didn't really have anywhere to channel it. I got myself into a lot of trouble in school, didn't really know where I was going, didn't aspire to anything, really. When I left high school, I left with no GCSEs, didn't really know where I was going, and I was a bit everywhere, so to say, than what I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Started boxing. And slowly, slowly, I started to change and started to aspire to bigger things, better things. And then before I knew it, I had big dreams. I was working, and I'm still working, everything I do towards those dreams, and I'm a changed person.
But it's not easy, and it's graft, isn't it, every single day?
Yeah, I just made that out to be totally easy, but it's so not. It's far from that. I remember when I walked into the gym, when I watched everyone being so good, listening to the coach, for me, that was, you know, totally bizarre because I'd never listened to anyone before. So I had a lot of learning. It took me loads of months of being shouted at and loads of press-ups. I hated press-ups. Shouted at and feeling really grumpy, not understanding what was going on.
But can you explain why the person that you were at the time, somebody, as you say, didn't have a lot of enthusiasm for life, maybe looking out for trouble most of the time, why did you react positively to this?
I think because as soon as I walked in that boxing gym, it took me. It was something I just totally fell in love with. And so when I started training, I knew I had to listen to the coach or something I loved, which had happened to me in high school. I was a brilliant runner. I was amazing at sports and everything was always taken away from me when it came down to representing my school or the borough because of my behaviour. But at this time, it was my last chance, so to say, to live out a dream, to enjoy what I'm doing. And I had to follow the rules and I had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah, Arik, that's an impressive story, but I gather that it's not that uncommon.
It isn't. And this idea that young people or children don't like rules, don't like boundaries, and don't like to have to defer to superiors who are older and know better isn't true. Interestingly, it's been found that, quite frankly, if you don't have boundaries and you don't have limits for children and teenagers, you rob them of something to rebel against. And so this is a need, it's a universal need to have a so-called master or masters, sages in your life, and to have reasons to conform.
Segment 1.
Well, Hannah Bihari is 23. Bihari, I should say. She's 23. She's a leading English boxer with her sights on the 2012 Olympic Games. And she's with me now. Hannah, good morning to you. In our studio in Brighton, we've got Dr. Arik Sigmund, who's a psychologist and the author of the book, The Spoiled Generation. Hannah, if I can start with you. Tell us about the Hannah before you started boxing and the difference between that person and the person you are now.
Before I started boxing, I was kind of, you know, someone who didn't have a lot of discipline. I'd do anything I wanted to do. I was a bit of a haywire child, someone who had a lot of energy but didn't really have anywhere to channel it. I got myself into a lot of trouble in school, didn't really know where I was going, didn't aspire to anything, really. When I left high school, I left with no GCSEs, didn't really know where I was going, and I was a bit everywhere, so to say, than what I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Segment 2.
Started boxing and slowly, slowly I started to change and started to aspire to bigger things, better things. And then before I knew it, I had big dreams. I was working and I'm still working everything I do towards those dreams and I'm a changed person.
But it's not easy and it's graft, isn't it? Every single day.
Yeah, I just made that out to be totally easy, but it's so not. It's far from that. I remember when I walked into the gym, when I watched everyone being so good, listening to the coach. For me, that was, you know, totally bizarre because I'd never listened to anyone before. So I had a lot of learning. It took me loads of months of being shouted at and loads of press-ups. I hated press-ups.
Segment 3.
Shouted at and feeling really grumpy, not understanding what was going on.
But can you explain why the person that you were at the time, somebody, as you say, didn't have a lot of enthusiasm for life, maybe looking out for trouble most of the time, why did you react positively to this?
I think because as soon as I walked in that boxing gym, It took me. It was something I just totally fell in love with. And so when I started training, I knew I had to listen to the coach or something I loved, which had happened to me in high school. I was a brilliant runner. I was amazing at sports, and everything was always taken away from me when it came down to representing my school or the borough because of my behaviour. But at this time, it was my last chance, so to say, to live out a dream, to enjoy what I'm doing, and I had to follow the rules, and I had to learn that the hard way.
Segment 4.
Yeah, Eric, that's an impressive story, but I gather it's not that uncommon.
It isn't, and this idea that young people or children don't like rules, don't like boundaries, and don't like to have to defer to superiors who are older and know better isn't true. Interestingly, it's been found that, quite frankly, if you don't have boundaries and you don't have limits for children and teenagers, you rob them of something to rebel against. And so this is a need, it's a universal need, to have a so-called master or masters, sages in your life, and to have reasons to conform.